Total fire bans. A total fire ban is declared by the CFS chief officer in conjunction with the Bureau of Meteorology and issued with the fire danger rating. A total fire ban day can be declared at any time of the year and for any fire ban district. The ban stays in place for 24 hours. The CFS releases the information to the media the evening before the total fire ban day to coincide with nightly news broadcasts. By imposing the ban, the CFS is able to restrict risky activities. Penalties of fines up to $10,000 and 2 years jail can be imposed if you break the law. On-the-spot fines of up to $315 may also apply. On a total fire ban day, fires cannot be lit in the open, apart from a very few exceptions. More information on what you can and can't do on a total fire ban day is in the section Understanding Fire Regulations later in this document. Gail's story. No one who was not there on the day could possibly have an idea of the sheer speed, force and total unexpectedness of this fire. We live in North Shields, for heaven's sake. There is no scrub or forest nearby. The beach is only 100 metres away from most houses. At the worst, we thought we might have to fight a bit of a grass fire. Instead, the fire destroyed 9 homes plus several permanent sites at the caravan park and took the life of one lovely lady. And that was just in our small township. From Gail Watherson, Black Tuesday Survivor. Schools. Check with your child's school, preschool or daycare centre or on the Department of Education and Children's Services website, www.decs.sa.gov.au, for information on policies and procedures that will affect your school or school buses on days of high fire danger. Bushfire Ready Bonus. Knowing that it's a total fire ban day can help you plan your activities.